The next patient is Marta, M-A-R-T-A, middle initial E, and the last name, the Saints. Delta, Echo, Sierra, Sierra, Alpha, India, November, Tango, Sierra, the Saints. D-E-S-S-A-I-N-T-S. This is the clinical case. Of a 42-year-old African-American female that has a kidney transplant. The kidney transplant was done at the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Florida, on June the 4th of 2021. This was a cadaver-related kidney transplant. The patient has not had any rejection. The kidney function has remained stable. The serum creatinine 1.1, the BUN is 25, the estimated GFR is 62. Unfortunately, I don't have a protein creatinine ratio in the urine. And I don't have albumin creatinine ratio in the urine. But the kidney transplant has been functioning well. In past occasions, there was no evidence of proteinuria. Following number. The patient has a history of lupus nephritis, and that was the reason for him to go into kidney failure. The lupus has been arrested, and I think that is associated to the administration of immunosuppression. The patient has been on Prograf and prednisone. Following number, the patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Whether or not this is a complication of the surgery that was done, the gastric sleeve that the patient has. On the other hand, the patient has a history of chronic pancreatitis that was associated to the autoimmune process. Recently, the patient went to the hospital because of abdominal pain. During the hospital evaluation, there was a CT scan that was order in which the impression was no acute findings at the CT of the abdomen, a comma status post sleeve gastrectomy, comma moderate size hiatus hernia, period, and transplant kidney in the right lower quadrant that shows a small 10 millimeter cortical cyst, otherwise unremarkable. The patient was advised to go to a plant-based diet. That is the only solution to her problems. Anytime that she eats fatty food, she develops abdominal pain, and this is known by history. following number, arterial hypertension. This time the patient has a diastolic of 90 in the office. In the prior visit, the blood pressure was under control. The patient is asked to check the blood pressure with regularity and bring to the office a blood pressure log. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of a secondary hyperparathyroidism that has been getting under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is evaluated on February the 14th, 2024, the cholesterol 219, the LDL 96, the HDL is 103. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I have to emphasize that this patient has been taking Enversus, which is the immunosuppression, 3 milligrams one day, 2 milligrams the following day. We are going to get a stat and tacrolimus level in order to establish the values. In the past occasions, the value has been elevated above 8, and we have to avoid toxicity. The order for the lab to be done today, because she hasn't taken the medications, was given today. We follow in 3 months.